Please pray with me. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. It is quite interesting that the final section of the gospel reading is usually what we hear the best and what we focus on the most. Come to me, all you who carry heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble of heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Well, honestly, when I think of the yoke of Christ, living a life of persecution, both loved and hated by so many during his ministry, a yoke of death on the cross, I don't consider that a light yoke. That's a yoke that scares the bejeebers out of me, to be quite honest. But we can't start at the end of this passage, can we? So let's backtrack a bit here. Jesus has just been asked by John the Baptist's disciples if he is the one that they've been waiting for, or if they should be waiting for another. And Jesus tells them all the signs and miracles that will be happening and that have been happening in him, and says, "Blessed is anyone who takes no offense at me." Then Jesus speaks directly to the crowd before him and shares his observation of their judgment upon him and John the Baptist. John didn't eat or drink, but was a recluse and a loner, and you weren't happy with him. And then there's Jesus, who eats and drinks and is present with the people, but the wrong people, and you're not happy there either. One just can't seem to win. Too much to one side of the scale of judgment, or too far to the other side, it appears. You just can't be happy. You see, this is a passage about Jesus bringing to light the people's false ideals of who the one will be and what he will look like and act like and talk like and appear like for them. Ultimately, it is a false picture of not only the people of Jesus' time and who they are looking for the Messiah to be, but for our day too, who we think God will be for us today. It's a disturbing and scary question when you really think about it. How do you want your God served up? I bet when asked what is your idea of God, there might be a range of answers. And depending on your life experiences and your burdens, that answer can vary greatly. But if you ask a child, though, ask a child, the answer might be just as surprising. Jesus loves me. Jesus is always with me. Without a doubt, Jesus loves me. As we gain wisdom and intelligence and knowledge, Jesus states very clearly that our judgments as well increase and begin to separate us from God's true identity. We can't see God right in front of us before our very eyes. We want our God to be easy to swallow and not cause us to rethink ourselves. Our wisdom, intelligence, and knowledge is something sometimes which leads us further away from the innocence of our childhood and our unconditional acceptance of God as simply one who is with us, who loves us, and who will meet us where we are. I vaguely hear an echo of warning from a particular garden in Genesis and the tree of knowledge there, how separation from God would happen if there was self-reliance on self and knowledge became our sole fruit. The Romans reading shares this same small glimpse when it says, "I do not do what I want, but I do the very thing I hate. I am at war with myself in all aspects. But who rescues me? Christ. Who offers to give me rest from my heavy burdens? Christ. I do the things I do not wish to do because I'm trying to do everything by myself with my own knowledge. My burdens are heavy because I am trying to do everything by myself and lean solely on my own knowledge. My judgments are harsh and my ideal of God unquenched because in my self-righteousness, I am still trying to do everything by myself and with my limited knowledge. But what if I was like the child Jesus talks about here, who he reveals himself to? Sometimes life is a joy, sometimes life is a burden. So is the life of faith. The good news is that Jesus meets us where we are, in the most unexpected ways, in the most unexpected places, in the most unexpected people, even in the children. Jesus does not promise to remove our burdens. He simply calls us to him for rest. These burdens may remain, but we find them lighter when we realize we do not carry them alone. When we are asked to take on the gift of Christ's yoke, it is one of discipleship, where we turn away from looking only at ourselves and at our own burdens, and our eyes and our ears are open finally to the cries and moans of others in their burdens. We truly then become the hands and feet of Christ in the world, lightening the load and giving rest in Christ to others as Christ does for us. Christ will meet you where you are, everywhere and anywhere you are. I truly trust in that. Christ will meet you and be with you and not leave your side in the moments of anguish and heartache, in the dire news of cancer and death, in the loss of job or spouse, in the frustration of parenting or the emptiness of the barren womb. In the truth-telling conversations of sexual identity with family and friends, or in the final disclosure of addiction to those around you, Christ is there. Christ is calling you, calling all of us, into his arms for rest, a rest which will renew, restore, and re-equip us to face these challenges and burdens. We cannot do it on our own, only with Christ. And usually, that is Christ found in another before us that God has gifted into our lives to help us with these burdens. Emmanuel. Recognize that? Emmanuel. God with us. It was a gift given in the form of a child to us, to the whole world. Emmanuel, God with us, always with us, meeting us in the least expected places, places free of judgment, and only places of God's unconditional love and forgiveness, calling us by name through the waters of baptism, claiming us, marking us, and never abandoning us, welcoming us and inviting us to a table set for the whole world, meeting us in the most unexpected place of a basic substance of bread and wine, and yet a body that gives life and joy, a joyful yoke. Although this yoke may sound at first scary and overwhelming, it is one of freedom, a yoke which takes the focus off ourselves and redirects us to our neighbor. As Christ calls us to love our neighbor as he first loved us, it is in the loving and giving of our very selves that our burdens become lighter in Christ. I have been blessed to witness this congregation over the last 15 years carry each other's burdens as Christ has called you to. I've seen you go out into the neighborhoods and give rest to your neighbors here and in the world abroad in moments of sickness, in youth shootings and suicides, in joblessness, in broken relationships, and in political injustices over race and gender. You have gone out and you have shared the gift of Christ's rest to others. You have lightened the burdens, being the hands and feet of Christ. I have been blessed to also be on the receiving end of that very gift these last years. I only pray for you, my friends, that you consistently and continue this work that has begun. That as the world cries and moans for rest and peace, you will be those hands and feet. May you be that rest in Christ for the others as you have shown to me and so many countless others in carrying their burdens. And if you are the one in need of rest this very day, may you lean into your neighbor right now and seek the Christ in them to give you the rest which Christ does promise to all. Amen.